fucking out the club. Yeah, what it do, man? Welcome to the Psych and Talk podcast.
Yes, indeed.
We deal with real life situations,
real life transformation.
And I am your host with the most scrutiny, the representative.
And you know, it's the big homie Struck Supreme.
Hey, man, what it do, good people, man? Welcome to the Psych and Talk podcast, man. Hey, what it do, world? What it do, Scrub? Hey, man.
Everything good, man. How y'all feeling?
Hey, bless, man.
I'm good.
Yeah, amen. Sure, man. Amen.
Shout out to everybody that's been tuning in. Shout out to everybody that's been rocking with the movement. You know what I'm saying? Really appreciate that. Keep running the numbers up. Keep running the views up. And as always, subscribe to the vibe. You dig?
Amen. Amen.
Also, you know, we want to just appreciate everybody that's been rocking with us thus far. Might not mean a lot to y'all, but it mean a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? We are officially monetized. You
amen.
Know what I'm
so amen.
Shout out to amen. Talk podcast.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Putting in that work. You know what I'm saying? The views been going up.
Amen.
Love has been sent our way, and I just want to show that love back. So, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all for helping us get to that mark. With that being said, continue to help run them views up. You know what I'm saying? We need all the support to continue to provide a solid platform like the Psych and Talk podcast. So
that way. Amen. Hey, definitely appreciate that. Hey, monetize is a good thing.
Of course.
Amen. And like my man Scrooge say, man, you know, we're on one of the hottest podcasts on earth, and you know we bring the hottest artists, man. We got my man Elias in the building. What to do, Elias, man? Hey.
How you doing? Hey,
man.
I'm a little nervous, but it is what it is.
It's all good, man. Feel comfortable, man. Kick off your shoe. No, I don't kick off your shoe, but feel comfortable, though, guys. Yeah. Hey, man, it's a blessing to have you in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody was on a tight flow. You were here from work, goddamn. Lat was coming from work. It started raining at the last minute, goddamn. So, you know, everybody's trying to get it together, man, but it's definitely a blessing to have you in the building, though.
I appreciate you, man. Appreciate the hospitality.
Amen. 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 Amen, definitely. I actually met Elias at the exclusive Saturday this Saturday. Yep. He last Saturday came out there, he did his thing, he actually won this interview, you know what I'm saying? Went out there. It had a unique sound. It was different. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, and you know, we gave everybody a slot. We gave everybody a slot on the mixtape, but he got the he got the podcast, you know what I'm saying? So he said he was excited to come, you know what I'm saying? So hey man, we glad to have you in the building, goddawg.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great show, like I said before.
Amen. Amen.
There was a lot of talent in there. I felt like, honestly, I wasn't really sure if I was going to win. It was kind of like, you know, oh, damn, that dude did good. She did good. Da, da, da. But, like, I appreciate, you know, everybody coming together and doing our thing, networking, everything. It was a good vibe.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's what it's about, though.
Amen. You
know of course.
Amen.
Networking, creating a vibe, and you know what I'm saying? Win, lose, or draw, you know what I'm saying? It's about reaching the people.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. You just said it.
Hey, that's really what it's about. Right. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's good that you was able to reach, you know what I'm saying, at least Nitty or the judges that was there at the event.
Amen.
And right. Nah, shit, you on the podcast.
Amen. Amen.
I've been on a podcast before, but not like setup wise, nothing like this. So like I said, you know what I'm saying?
It's me the bitch.
Hey,
you know, we ain't, no disrespect to the rest, but yeah, we ain't doing it quite like that, Jack. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
It's that real deal. You feel me?
Hey, man. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, man.
It's a reason why it's a cost on it. You know what I'm saying? It's a reason why we build this thing up a certain way. We ain't, you know, like you said, we ain't doing this just sitting at the couch on the house.
No,
and again, I ain't knocking that, because I know some podcasts where cats sitting on the couch and they're making some good dough.
Hey, amen. Yeah, that's right. For real.
I ain't knocking that, but right, that's because they done put in the other intricate parts to making a podcast a success.
That's it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's it.
So how you came up with the name Elias?
That's
what I want to know.
Cool, whatever, little story, whatever. So I've been rapping since high school. And one of my friends, shout out to Low Key, he used to go by Casey Semlo back then. His name is Isaac Holmes, so his stage name was his name spelled backwards. Mm-hmm. And we was, I guess we had a home ec class or whatever, and I started freestyling one day for whatever reason. He had this notebook he used to write in. He slid me a note, but like, yo, start writing in that, bring it back to me every day, and da da da. So we started rapping around the school or whatever. So niggas used to know him and not know who I was. He was like, yo, we need to get you a name, da da da. So we're in the classroom, like, politicking, trying to discuss names or whatever. And there was this dude on the other end of the classroom. He's like, you should go by Alias. And we looked around, like, you heard the whole thing? He's like, yeah, just go by Alias. Fuck everything else. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna rock with that. And then that's how I ended up rocking it.
And how long you been running with it?
Since like 2010.
Okay.
Honestly. Amen. Yeah, so that's past
with the dude that they came up with the name Alias.
Yeah, definitely, just talked to him a couple weeks ago.
That's your boy right there, you know what I'm saying? When you get that first big check, make sure you
that part
with it, you know what I'm saying?
Take care of him, you know what I'm saying? Show him some love. He gave you that name, you know what I'm saying? So that's dope, you know what I'm saying? So you've been doing the music what, since school?
Yeah, it's been an on and off thing though, because you know, when you got to work on other people's time and whatever stuff they got going on, you kind of have to like wait, and I kind of got fed up with that.
Years of
on and off, and I just ended up buying my own equipment. Absolutely. Setting it up at the house and just doing it like that. So
You record yourself, and
I recorded myself, engineered myself.
Okay.
I need to learn a little bit more, obviously, but if it's not broke, don't fix it.
I dig it. Yeah, it's not wrong with being self-sufficient,
right?
You know what I'm saying? You have to be in this game. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, you can't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, it is good when you do, know different trades and different things within the business to cut out that cost.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cut out, like you said, that back and forth of, hey, damn.
Right.
Yeah.
I got to wait for bro.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Fact.
Yeah, I get that.
It used to piss me off, too, because when you legit feel like, oh, this got to be it. This is it right here. Da-da-da. Oh, I got to wait till next week because you got this. Oh, I got to. And it's just a lot.
Hey, man, I been there, seen it, wrote a book about it. You know what I'm saying? But stuff like that makes you elevate. Mm-hmm. It make you elevate. You know, ain't no question about it. You know, but you know that those are our learning. That's where we get our learning from. You know what I'm saying? I'm never beat up or discouraged about something I went through to get me to another level. You know what I'm saying? That made me better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, for real. Hey, so who were some of the artists that inspired you? You know what I'm saying? Growing up.
So, as far as my own cadence, I definitely would have to say when I first started, it was Wale.
Okay.
They used to say that I had if Wale and Lupe Fiasco had a baby, it would be me.
Okay, okay.
And damn.
That's something.
That's right. That's weird.
Right. Out of everything they said, Wale, but I know what you, I get the cuss up, right? Yeah.
So as it progressed, I've obviously always been a big fan of Kendrick. J. Cole is my biggest influence now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that I'm 100% a, what do they call it, conscious rapper, but I'm on the lyrical side.
Definitely inspirational. Yeah.
How you feel about J. Cole playing ball?
Oh, I like that.
Oh, he's playing ball now?
Yeah, he went back to it. He did it twice.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just left maybe about a week ago because he about to go back on tour. Mm-hmm. Actually, he's on tour right now. He did it like his first show like 2 days ago.
Wow.
Last weekend.
Who he with? Who he with? Who he playing with?
Play out in Toronto, Canada League.
You know, okay.
Yeah, he ain't playing like for no NBA.
Right, but still, you know, hey.
But yeah, no, I mean, pursuing your dreams, your goals, you know what I'm saying? You put in the work, you know what I'm saying? A million people tell you no, you say, I say yes.
Amen. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's cool. I like when people have passions outside of their original passion.
Amen.
It shows that you just crave more.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie, there was a time where music was probably the only thing that I felt I needed to be good at. You get what I'm saying? And I am actually very artsy. I'm good at a lot of artsy things. I like to draw, paint, stuff like that. So it's like, to find passion within something else just means you're doing the right thing as a good person. You have the momentum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not just a one, you're not a, what do you call that? One stop. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you have to be multifaceted. I feel like God gives us many gifts. You know what I'm saying?
Many.
A lot of times in life, we tend to focus on just one thing if it's kind of like doing for us. But, I mean, we have many talents. You just kind of got to tap in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hardest part, like tapping in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To self.
Right.
Mm. I like what you said too with that scroll, because it reminds me, you know, it's a passage in the Bible. We talk about the talents. Mm-hmm. You know, he gave one talent, he gave another two talent, mm-hmm. and he gave another third, three.
Right.
The one with the one, he went and hid his talent. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The others, they went and multiplied it, and they went and learned different stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Me, I'm a hustler. Mm-hmm. I hustle all the way around the borderline.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know where it comes from, be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But I know it's a skill, and it's something that I have picked up over time. My main goal was music, mm-hmm. just like you just said.
Yeah.
But music ain't what's always taking me to the top. I have learned a lot, but I get paid from my hustle, goddamn.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, but music, you know, is definitely is where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel what you're saying, why expanding, because mm-hmm. you never know what door you're going to come through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Hey, amen. Amen. Yeah, that's where the business is. And you say you originally from where?
Connecticut.
Okay, Connecticut. What the vibe like up there in Connecticut, the music scene?
Honestly, now it's actually really, really popping. It was always, to be fair, it's always been popping, but it's been selective. Like, one of the things I love about Connecticut is that you'll find an area to do your thing. The bad side about it is people are very, unfortunately, very me. Like, in the sense of, like, how we sitting here right now, we doing whatever right now. Say if Jay-Z called me tomorrow to do a podcast, whatever, they gonna not necessarily shit on y'all, but they're gonna like, oh, if you call me back, oh, I'm too big for that now, like, da-da-da, you know what I'm saying? It's a slight I don't know, arrogance to it.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Outside of that though, it's like really, really, it's a nice, you know, vibe up there, you know, even with the reggae, you know what I'm saying?
Now, you know, I ain't gonna even flex though, you know what I'm saying? Jay-Z called me to do an interview and I was supposed to be at the Soccer Talk podcast,
yeah,
I might have to reschedule the interview.
I'm
just being straight up.
I get what he's saying though.
Yeah. No, I get what he's
yeah,
saying.
I get
too.
What he's saying.
I'm talking shit.
Oh, okay,
like,
right.
For real though, you right. know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, some opportunities. One thing about life, man, is that even when you talk about people that have that, like, I guess you say that, like, arrogance, like, oh, well, I'm a little bit bigger than that, you know. Sometimes I look at it and I say, we all are born like that mm-hmm. in a way, like, you know, shit, yeah, it is about self. You know what I'm saying? Don't never forget self. If it's an opportunity where you can elevate, move forward, not saying you step on people mm-hmm. or disrespect people, mm-hmm. but shit, you can't be everywhere all the time, bro.
That's so true.
You know what I'm saying? That's sometimes true. It come like that. It might not even be a situation where bruh, sis is on some arrogant shit. They just like, well, damn, I can only be at one place at one time. I might not get this opportunity with either or again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at it sometimes like, okay, well, if I got to choose, what am I going to do?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So
you know what? Being that you just said that, you are right about that. One thing I will say is, a lot of times the arrogant whatever that I just said comes from wanting to be in that same position. So that's actually how I figured out the difference between jealousy and envy. Because like envy is just more of like, I want what you have just because you have it.
Right.
And jealousy is like, I could fuck with you, but I just like, bro, that should be me. But it's like, I fuck with you, but that should be me. You get what I'm saying?
So and that's a perfect example of the two.
Mm-hmm. Envy will kill you. Jealousy will kill you. Envy though, person might like you, I mean dislike you for no reason, period at all. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Cases,
hey, I'm talking about that envy. Yeah. Envy is a mug.
Most people that don't like you, if you really just sit down, you know, and ask a person like, why you don't like them for real?
They won't even tell you. Man, it's just something about them, man. I'm telling you.
It's just something about them. Like,
you know, right.
Now, the thing is, though, when you feel it within yourself, a lot of people are not honest about that. Because, like, when you feel like you could be washing your car and then a Ferrari pull by, and it's like, damn, I'm washing this and I don't want that. It's like you don't necessarily have to know the person or whatever. Sometimes you could just feel like, I just want it. Like, you're greedy about it. But it's like, the work ethic that you put behind what you want is kind of where the, I guess, the aesthetic of how hard you are.
You will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, so you got music out on platforms right now?
Unfortunately, I steal all my beats, so I pretty much have to do.
At least he added. He said, at least
yeah.
Hold on, what you said now?
He steal all my beats.
Yeah. Oh. So I have to put everything on SoundCloud. So not to say sound, because I love SoundCloud. Like I still listen to it.
Well, you plugged in with the socket today, yeah, so yeah. We can point you all the right direction, got that.
Right.
Get you
I
mean, plug
all I can say is at least bro was honest about it.
And that's what I said. That's what I said. Man,
to you know, I'm an artist advocate. Uh-huh. I talk to the artists. I tell them, you know, the do's and the don'ts. Mm-hmm. Artists out there, don't be like this guy. Okay? And for you too, brother, stop it, bro.
Stop it.
You know, like, how long you been doing this?
About a decade plus.
Stop it.
I mean,
that's the thing. That's why I'm doing it more, trying to be more official now. Like, I'm trying to network more and meet producers and stuff like that. So
bro,
I'm really...
You can buy beats for cheap. I'm not even an artist anymore. I haven't did a song since 13, probably.
I need to link you.
That's what I'm trying to tell them. Like, I haven't dropped a song since 2013, and I have producers to today.
Yeah, I got a bunch of them.
Where they're willing to say, here you go for one set price. Take all these damn beats and do what the fuck you want to do with them.
Hey, man.
Shit, man, I need a plug.
Well, we got you. Devin, you plugged in with the spot.
Yeah,
okay,
man.
You got your own studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go on Loop, man. Make your own beats. They be having loops. Oops. And you can just loop the shit out your own beats. And they give away the loops for free.
You said Looper, man?
Yeah. Got socket talk.
You can get a dang old horns. You can get some drums.
Socket talk.
Make your own shit.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I'm pretty sure you got food loops.
No, I don't.
That's what he thought.
I mean, I used to make beats before I started rapping, so I mean.
So that shit shouldn't be too hard for you then.
Like I tell you, man, you got to tap into all the talents that you are given with the time that you are given to display them talents.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
Everybody got an expiration date, as we know.
Amen.
And, you know, the last thing you want to do is to go out and be like, well, damn, shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Right.
If you had an opportunity to open up for an artist right now, who would you open up for? Like, who would you want to open up for?
Right now?
Yeah, right now, in this time of day.
My go-to answer would be Drake.
Okay.
But I don't want to say that because that's probably like the general answer. I would probably say give or take Cole or anyone of Dreamville. Because when I think of all the major labels, Dreamville is the most that like I would fit. Like I feel I would fit.
That's what you fit.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I fuck with them Earth Gang boys.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Straight out of the A for sure.
Yeah.
They like the new good tomorrow. No, they were there.
I think
not even that to me. Like, but and a lot of people,
Nappy Roots.
There we go. Right there. They get, but I'm gonna be honest with you, they kind of embody a little bit of it all, and you know what I'm saying? Like, because them boys are very diverse,
right?
You know that's true. Saying? Very true.
So, I guess with you, like you said, you know what I'm saying, you would want to. You know, perform with a diverse crowd. Your sound,
right? Yeah,
exactly.
Or with diverse sound.
Yeah. I feel like because I used to think TDE. Like if you was to ask me this 5 years ago, I would say TDE. But TDE is kind of outside of Kendrick, even though he just left the label. They kind of have the same. Not sound, but same
style.
Yeah,
like Gucci and OJ used to be.
Yeah,
Gucci sounded different, but you know, you can tell they kind of hung around each other.
Right,
what I'm saying? I know exactly where you're coming from. Amen. Amen. So we know we that the people can look forward to you getting some more. We're going to plug you in where you can get some original
exclusive beats.
Yeah. Exclusive beats.
Yeah.
You know.
And some exclusive beats.
Where can we look and expect for the future of Elias? You know what I'm saying?
So I'm definitely trying to do more shows now. I had to get over that, you know, fear, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to network more, even if it's not on performing. I just want to be able to be, you know, just present and just have
network.
That game,
amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Networking, yeah.
Yeah, bro. You got to do that. You know what I'm saying? You got to get out here. I read a post yesterday that said something to the equivalent of, you think making $20,000 a month is hard until you've been around someone that make $20,000 a day.
Right. Damn. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And in order for you to get to them places, it come from networking.
Amen.
It come from, you know what I'm saying? You can't be the last thing you want to do on your way up is to be the richest person in the crew or the smartest person in the crew. I mean, you done already reached your ceiling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At that point now, you got to get around. If you a millionaire, you got to be around the billionaire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
You feel me? True. So it's like that. That's how that go, man. You know, just keep doing your thing, but move like a boss with this shit, man. Don't be afraid.
Of course. Of course.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Big facts. Big facts.
Don't be afraid. Move like a king, bro.
Hey. And like I said, we look forward, you know what I'm saying? When you bringing you back, dropping your new single.
Of course.
You know, I put you some promo tours and all that stuff. My man do the promo tours.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely tap in, you know. Like I said, we appreciate you coming out to the Psychic Talk podcast.
No problem.
Tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on IG, ProjectGhost_, Twitter, AliasMusic, 2 underscores. If you want Snapchat, Vance_Armstrong. I'm trying to make more, you know, pages, trying to get on Facebook and, you know, get out there. I'm dropping, hopefully within the next month or two, a new EP called Protein Pack. I'm going to do volume 1 and 2 back to back, 8 tracks apiece, something like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm trying to work, you know what I mean? I'm trying to just get busy.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, much success to you, brother. Thank you for coming out with us on the Psychic Talk podcast.
That was cool.
Amen.
Cool experience.
Big facts.
I like this.
Big facts.
Yes.
And stay tuned in, man. Y'all stay tuned in to the Psychic Talk podcast. That way.
Oh yeah, man, we back at it again. Psychic Talk podcast. You already know the vibes. We always, you know, bringing the hottest, current, up to date artists in the building. So of course, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna bless y'all presence today with one of the affiliates of We Made Us Entertainment.
Contra
if you're not familiar with the movement, you better get used to it. I got my nephew, Hancho.
Hancho.
Gang.
What's good with you?
It's good, man. You already know this is my guy, Street Nitty,
hey,
over
man,
here.
Yes, sir. I met the king before.
Yes, sir. We up in here, man. How you?
I'm all right. I'm feeling lovely on this day. It started raining, but, you know.
And that's Atlanta for you. It was like
still hot as hell.
I was just about to say, like, it was like 104 earlier. 105 out this bitch.
Straight AC action.
You know what I mean? And then it wanted to start raining towards the end of the night. Like, lightning and all types.
That's what it got. Earlier, goddamn. Where you were earlier?
What's going on? You know what I'm saying? But,
nah, but it's straight, though.
That's Atlanta weather for your ass, dog. For real. How you enjoying it out here?
Nah, I'm enjoying it. It's a good little vibe, you feel me? We've been turning up all week.
And it's been
ready
back
for tonight.
Back with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going
tonight.
Tonight's
going to go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, my guy, man, he actually on tour right now, running through Atlanta, going crazy on the We Made Us tour.
Yes, sir.
You know, been putting in that work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I had to have him come by the podcast and bless us, talk about, you know, the movement, where he started, where he been, and where he going. You know what I'm saying? So let's start with where we start at. Where you from originally?
I'm from Jersey, Plainfield type shit. You feel me? Moved to North Carolina in like 2009. Henderson type shit by Raleigh and shit.
Yeah.
Linked with Cousin like 2018. Started going crazy with the music.
Been working ever since.
Hell yeah. Been locked in.
I dig that. So coming up in Jersey, you know what I'm saying? How was that? Let's start there. Like I said, you know, coming to Jersey. Were you doing music back in Jersey? You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't doing music in Jersey for real. I probably made a little poem or some shit, like for school type shit. That's about it type shit. But I ain't really start fucking with the music till I turned like 14, 15 type shit.
And what got you like going with the music? Like what turned the switch on?
I'm gonna say Meek Mill really turned the switch on for real. Cause it's not like Meek. Yeah, cause it was like that's who I really was looking up to back then on some nappy braid shit in the street type shit. Like,
nah, bro got it out the mud.
For real.
Hey, so it's like
for real.
Yeah, he put that battery in my back type shit.
Hey, that's what
Meek Mills, yeah. Man. That's what's up. Dream chasing.
Dream chasers, yeah.
And nah, for real. You better chase your dreams. That's the only way they come true.
Man, big facts.
But then you got out in Charlotte, you know what I'm saying? Start doing your thing out there in Charlotte. Were you know, when you moved out to Charlotte, was it just like, you know, on a transition thing, like, look, you know, we just up moving to Jersey, or was it because of the music that you moved to Charlotte?
Really? I had moved, when I had left from Jersey, I moved to Henderson type shit first. Okay. So I was in Henderson for a little bit. I got tired of Henderson because it was on some country type little town shit.
Small as hell.
You feel me? Charlotte was the closest to the city type shit. Mm-hmm. Then I found out that Mouth stayed out here, so then I linked up with Mouth type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it cracking.
Got it cracking.
Yeah.
We made us.
That's exactly.
I know, you know, I know your pops, you know what I'm saying? Real cool dude. Shout out to Sean. I know he used to do music back in the day too.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to touch on how, because I love and I think that it's real dope how, you know what I'm saying, you and Mouth, even both of y'all, like y'all pops, you know what I'm saying, is around to help in y'all dreams, in y'all goals. And them niggas stand behind y'all and they push y'all and, y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy because me being a father, I know how it is. Like in life, you get to a certain point and you don't fulfill your dream. So it's like, if I can give everything within myself to help
live my dream through them. Yeah,
fine. That's double the reward. Like for real, like, cause I succeed as a father, they succeed as my boys, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like we all win, the whole family wins. And I just think that's really a dope dynamic cause we don't see that, you know, in our community. Like you don't never hear about, you know what I'm saying, black men standing behind their kids, raising their kids, sure. You know what I'm saying, showing boys how to become men and kings and all that type of shit. So, you know what I'm saying, I definitely have to salute, you know what I'm saying, y'all pops and the whole We Made Us team on how they,
them though.
You know what I'm saying, put
shout
that
out,
shit
shout
together.
Big CEO, shout out CFO.
Yeah, they y'all got some dope ass music, you know what I'm saying, so I know their prayers are definitely coming through y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about some of the music. I know we got several joints out here. We got the Ops joint.
Yeah, I was about to say we got Ops featuring Mouth type shit. That's going crazy.
Body bag.
That's going crazy. You know Ghost Town. Closure out now. You feel me? Those four run that shit up. Closure out on platforms. Body bag, what else you say? Ops and Ghost Town, all platforms. Yeah. Run that shit up.
Yeah, man, got a lot of work building the
hella
catalog.
Hella shit in the cut, like I'm about to go crazy in the summertime, for real. It's hella shit in the cut, like
we ready.
How do you feel that the internet has impacted the music since you started? You know how you feel the internet has made an impact.
I started when the internet was already made its impact, so it's like I didn't see that, like I didn't have to like go through that, like the old shit.
The before shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I came up off of the internet.
Okay,
shit,
okay.
Soulja
okay.
Boy had done been done. Right. Broke that mug.
Yeah,
right.
Like.
So you like, came in on the wave.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got you.
I ain't have to, I ain't know nothing about no line wire and all that.
I was. Hey, man.
I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't in tune back then. Like.
Right. Yeah, Soulja Boy, he was talking about, I seen him on the post talking about how, you know, a lot of people told him he wasn't gonna make it.
Exactly.
Why are you doing this and all that? And then
if
you know,
he would have stopped, he would have been sick as hell. He would have been nowhere.
Sometimes you gotta tune all that out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know. And then you gotta know what's for you is for you.
And you gotta have faith in yourself too.
Man, you gotta have faith. Without faith, it ain't no way. Hey, man, that's where the business is. So how you been liking it since you've been down here on the tour, doing the promo run?
I've been liking it. It's been nice, like the crowd. It's been nice crowds, you feel me? Nice little vibes, like. It was a little bit of shorty. There weren't no shorties out there last night. He was hunting some shit at the end of the night. I ain't gonna lie. We ain't gonna talk about that, though. That's federal, though. We ain't gonna talk about that. Keep that on the hush, though.
But yeah, it's been fun. I'm glad y'all out here, though, you know what I'm saying? Really, you know, just getting, because this is one of the markets, bro, where you know, if you want to make it in the music, you got to touch it. You know what I'm saying? You got to put your 10 toes down to the city of Atlanta.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not to say don't go to other places, but.
It's the Mecca.
It's the Mecca.
Hey.
It's the Mecca. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta, Black Hollywood.
It really
is. Hollywood, yeah, fact.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, why y'all out here? Have y'all been out, ate at any places, you know what I'm saying? Just the, you know, the vibe of the city. Have y'all done anything like that yet?
I mean, it's like, we've been out here a few times, so it's like we kind of low-key running out of places to go to.
So what's your favorite spot in the A when y'all pull up to this?
Usually be the Milk and Honeys, for real. That's what niggas really be.
Shout out to the Milk and Honey. Them goddamn honeys. Biscuits,
dog. Mm, I got, and I'm from Atlanta. I gotta go. Hey.
Bro, I want to go to the, I think it was some shit called like the Bando or the Traps.
Oh, yeah, the Bando with them wings.
Where's that?
Let me know.
Where's that? Wings. Bro, this the thing about the Bando, bro. Like you got to get there when they open up.
Like first open, like
bro, they run out all the time, bro, because the shit lit like that. Like never have enough.
I heard about it.
I heard about it. You know what I'm saying?
They said they ain't got enough wings.
So it's like a band, though. It's like a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like they be playing music.
Shout out to TikTok.
You'll be having the old heads in there, you know what I'm saying? You know, doing that shit. Like, bro, like it really be a, it's a vibe, nigga.
Right.
You got the crack wings in the zone.
I gotta go there before we leave, though.
Yeah, another breakfast spot, though, a brunch spot. If you like Milk and Honey, y'all need to go to Breakfast at Barney's.
Breakfast at Barney's?
Yeah.
I heard
downtown, they got nice selection of food, and it's a good vibe, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Good vibes. Yes. Good vibes. Like,
amen.
But yeah, Milk and Honey do go.
I need the address for... the Bando
for me. Just the name itself.
Have y'all been to the Trap Museum?
Nah. I tried to, but it was closed when
get that thing early. You know what I'm saying?
When you come to the Trap. Too, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, man, but I do encourage like all artists, you know what I'm saying, when they come in to Atlanta, yeah, go check the Trap Museum.
Yeah.
That shit, it just do something when you walk through and you just see the culture, the essence of this music.
Do they like update that shit? Like,
all the time. They be updating shit all the time.
Just be adding extra shit. Yeah, I need to go in.
And I just heard they was about to, if I'm not mistaken, they about to do a trap museum in the D, in Detroit.
Okay, then. Yeah. Hey, T, I got that.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, man. Hustle.
Big boss shit.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah, so.
Huncho, if it wasn't for music, what else would you see yourself doing if it weren't for music?
Oh, my God. I don't know, honestly, because back then, really what made me do music was so I would, like, stay out of trouble type shit, so... It's like music really what was saving me from like getting locked up and doing dumb shit. Like,
amen.
Like, it got a purpose. Really saved my life for real.
It got a purpose. Amen. That's what the business is.
So, yeah, for that answer, I don't know what the fuck I'd be doing.
That's real though.
Hey, man.
That's real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and like you said, though, it's good that you can acknowledge that, like, this shit saved me.
Right. And it had its purpose. It had its purpose, goddamn. Hey.
But that, you know, the music has saved many of brothers, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, even like with Gunna and the whole YSL situation, like that, you know, it's messed up that they going through that because the music, it saved them, yeah. But right. You see how they trying to use the music
right.
Against them. Like, against yeah, that's them. Why New York, I fuck with New York because they just filed that law.
Well, you can't even run like that. Yeah, you can't.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, New York. Yeah, yeah. Jigga was standing behind that shit and everything. Right. Hard. It's like, hell nah, we is not about to let that.
Right.
No.
Right.
And it shouldn't be that way because if that's the case, then.
It's like actors, like they when they acting, you feel me?
The Arnold Schwarzeneggers, the Sylvester Stallones, the Clint Eastwoods, all these shit.
You ain't gonna say like you ain't gonna say
they done knocked off for the movies.
But fact, you know, like when Rambo.
When it comes to hip hop and the culture, nah. It's like that because you got rock. You know, you got rock bands that do a lot of different stuff. You know, but when it comes to the culture, it's always
different.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts, because it's us. It's us.
Because a lot of rappers and everybody ain't been a rapper. We say, oh, our lyrics are real.
Right. Nah, facts though. Right. We do be trying to stamp on it, like, yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? You stab yourself in the back.
Right.
You get it for real.
instead, it's just entertainment. It's entertainment.
Right.
No, shut up, dude.
let it be entertainment. You know what
facts
I'm saying?
Though, yeah, this is all props what I'm speaking on. I don't believe me, you heard?
But I can dig that because, like, even with NWA back in the days, the only one out the crew that was in the streets really was Eazy-E.
Yeah, that's my guy.
But they was running around screaming for the police and all that different stuff because they were making a statement. You see what I'm saying? But it was entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Nowadays, yeah. You make a song where you, I ain't even gonna say it. I ain't even gonna say it, but you make stuff. Don't snitch on yourself. I'm gonna say that much.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm careful what I say. You exactly. See what I'm saying?
Well, you should, especially in this day and time, the way they're trying to play.
Yeah, you know,
got
they
to
be on
smart.
Everything.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Man, listen, they got a whole department that shit computers up. Watch us all day, straight man. Up and down. And they getting red flags every time some shit happen. They see a gun, whoosh, red flag.
Hey.
A whole bunch of us all together clicked up at one time, red flag.
Hey, man.
Like, bro, like real deal shit.
Man, hey.
They say big brother watching.
Right. But now it's crazy. It's crazy because a lot of people would talk about it, but I got to share it. Man, I was getting food stamps one time. I was getting food stamps, you know.
Ain't
around
wrong with that. Hey, if you got some food stamps, I need some food stamps right now. Hit me in the DM.
Around the corona time and all that different stuff going on. So, I'm really using my food stamps, goddamn. I got you. Man, do you know them folks hit me back a year later? Talking about some, I went to work for a month. I went to work for 4 days. It was 4 days, goddamn. But bruh, do you know them folk put me on the investigation? Was watching me on Facebook, knew I was married, knew I was a promoter, and then told me, she said, oh yeah, and if you ever think about getting some food stamps again. Just remember that you are a promoter and a rapper, so you probably got more money than you say you got. Mm. I was like, y'all keep them damn food stamps.
You know don't need one of them no more.
Right.
That's
but it just shows you that they will take it to another level. Because I was like, I was pissed out, but somebody was like, she's just doing her job. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy, bro.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that I mean, that's, again, with the internet
right.
And all that, you know what I'm saying? That's how this shit is now.
Yeah, they are watching, they listening to your calls, everything.
Right, yeah. Amen.
Never be too careful.
What can we expect from Honcho? I know you said we dropping some music in the summer. But yeah, what you got up your sleeve, you know?
I got this song for the bitches called Bust It Open. It's a twerking song that's going in the club. That's gonna be, I'm trying to push that for the strippers, I ain't gonna lie.
Hey.
That's gonna be for the strip shit. And then I'm gonna drop my 704 Degrees with Mouth type shit just to even it out. That's for the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's on straight drill time, Jersey shit, New Jersey, New York type drill music. I got Demon Time on the way. That's an album I'm working on. It's in the mix. That's in the cut. And then me and Cuz might hit niggas with a special some special shit. I ain't gonna speak on that. Me and Cuz definitely be working.
Now, that's if y'all ain't doing nothing else, y'all definitely working.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? For real. So continue to keep that type of momentum. Stay driven. Stay working. Success is definitely around the corner.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? What you see, what you envision, what y'all discuss and talk about, it will come to life.
Yeah, just gotta manifest.
It's gonna come to life. Yeah, yeah. But that's why you in the trenches. You going, like, you understand, you gotta bend a little bit. You're gonna have to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, it's a second home. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, when you can go home in Jersey and be straight. Be out in Charlotte and be straight. Nigga, you know when you come out here to the city in Atlanta, you straight.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So much salute to you. We made us, the whole gang. You know what I'm saying?
Charito.
Yeah.
Macho. Gang, gang, gang. We made us in the building. You feel me?
Shout out people you want to, you know what I'm saying, you know, holla at and let them know how to rock with you, follow you and all that good
you
shit.
Follow me on Instagram at honcho.god, honcho.god. That's on all platforms too, Honcho God. You feel me? Shout out to We Made Us. That's the gang. That's the label right there. Shout out Mouth. You feel me? Shout out Finesse. Shout out Big CEO. Shout out CFO. You feel me? Shout out the family. Shout out to all the fans. Shout out everybody. Shout out to Atlanta for fucking with us all week.
Yeah,
shout out Struck. Shout out to Orger. Shout out Sony.
Man, let's go on and on.
I can keep going, but I ain't gonna push my limit.
Big shit popping around here.
Shout out everybody who I ain't shout out. You feel me?
Straight up.
And shout out God.
Hey, number one.
The man above.
Hey,
straight like that.
Shout out all my homies. Yeah.
Hey, man, y'all stay tapped in, man.
We appreciate you coming to rock with us, King.
For sure.
Bless up.
Keep going up on them, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
From New Jersey to ATL, it's your boy, Honcho God.
Honcho!
Rock with the movement. Soccer Talk Podcast. We out.
Gang.
Yeah, man, Soccer Talk Podcast. You already know the vibes.
Hey, man.
We going up all the way, like I told you, you know what I'm saying? In this game, you better make you. So with that being said, we got We Made Us in the motherfucking building.
Hey.
This is the second portion of it. I got my homie Mouth in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, how you doing, messenger?
I'm chilling. Amen. You feel me? It's a light day. It's a slight day. It's a busy day. We working. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, that's what you do, man. You know what I'm saying? You stay putting in work.
Yes, sir.
I was just talking to you a little bit earlier, and you was like, shit, man, I came down here, man. I brought the whole studio. I got my interface. I got everything. Matter of fact, bro, it's crazy because the last guy that was in here, before he walked out, I should have linked his ass up with you. Shit.
What, he needs some studio time?
Man, he
needs
beat.
You still can.
I need all, yeah, I got him on all that.
Bro, need
the
all
money while
shit.
I'm out here.
What? Hey, that's why I said, when I was just mentioning it, it just ran through my head like, damn, I should have just.
You're going to tap in with him?
Well, I got his information. Hey, so I'll make sure, you know, because he need help, bro. I ain't gonna cap you down.
Amen.
And you know, shit, I know you be recording all your shit, mixing your shit, editing it, putting in that work to get it that quality sound. So I'm sure you
can help
bro out.
Hey, man, big fat.
So.
Hey, and I want to give a shout out to my sponsor, one of my sponsors, Got Ties in Fayetteville. Y'all make sure y'all go on my page. We got the Worldwide Box Chevy Raffle going on. I'll make sure to say it one more time before we go off. Y'all click that link, man. Going to get you some tickets, man. We got the Early Bird Special going on right now. Amen.
Yeah.
Tap in with them boys.
You know what I'm saying? Mouth. How you came up with the name Mouth?
That's my dad's retired name. So I just stole
Shout out to Big Mouth.
You know what I'm saying?
We got Big Mouth and then Little Mouth.
But he mouth like just mouth on some red eye shit, like mouth with a big lip type shit. Mm-hmm. I'm mouth messenger of unspoken feelings.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I got the meaning behind my shit.
Hey,
or so his just like a street name they gave him.
You actually answered my next question because I was gonna be like, so what does mouth mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Say that one more time now.
Mouth mean the messenger of unspoken feelings. You know what I'm saying? The more people get to know me, they'll understand how that name fits perfectly with me. Like, I always say everything that need to be said. Like, I always say what people around me need to hear. Like, I'm the messenger. You know what I'm saying? That's I always dope. Come with a message.
I like That's dope. That. I like that.
You gotta, it gotta be somebody like that in the gang. It gotta be somebody like that in the crew because, see, if you're in a crew full of niggas and ain't nobody speaking up or letting people know, like, look, bro, like, nah, we gotta do it like this. You can't be doing it like that.
For real. You definitely got to take lead.
Yeah.
I got the lead from my dad, too. Like, everything, most of the things about me, I get from my father. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If he was a bum, I'd probably be a bum. I ain't going to hold you. So, yeah, for real.
Yeah. No, you and Pops, y'all way too far fucking removed. It's a bum shit. But I get what you're saying. Yeah. Like, you know, the apple don't fall.
Right, from the tree. From the tree. Amen. You know, amen. I was finna say that. What drew you to the music industry?
Music has always been in my body, like. My family do music, so my grandfather did music with big artists like Raven Simone, Regina Bell.
Okay.
Like Mary and shit like that. And then my grandma be singing all crazy. But music, I really think, was something that, like, God gave me.
Mm.
My family good at it, but, like, I'm something different.
So, like, I don't think,
drew me to it was I tried it. I found out I was great at it. My mom told me I was great at it, too, like. And my mom usually the type to tell me the whole truth every time. If that ain't it, that ain't it. You know what I'm saying? But she told me, like, nah, you're good at this. So, I mean, I just ran with that shit, for real.
Right. Hey, man, that's what the business is, though. Yeah. I like how you gave the glory to God, though. No, you know what I'm saying?
It is a gift. Amen. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, when you explain what mouth stands for and then just that whole thing of a messenger.
Yeah.
That right there lets you know that it does come from some higher power. Yeah. That, like you said, was literally placed in you, like, here, bro, this is what you about to do. You about to give a message.
Yeah, like, late nights, like, I don't know. I guess, like, you know, everybody goes through their personal journeys in life. Like,
absolutely.
And late night, like, I just be, like, trying to figure out how my life goes, how it goes, because it's like I beg for little things, and he don't give them to me right when I ask for them, but he always gives them to me.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
As you can see, I got 50,000-something followers on the gram. That all came because I ran into the baby at a McDonald's and just started rapping for him. Like, just a regular moment. Like, I'm just rapping for a regular dude. And at the moment, everybody was saying he was the hottest in the game. You know what I'm saying? Every time he dropped, he going number one.
This was
man, I made that man give me my props
right
in and front of the world.
And I want to talk about that, Malvin.
Yeah.
That right there is major. Like, for one, to go viral. You know what I'm saying? We talk about, you know, you guys come up in the internet world.
Yeah,
so, you know, to go viral is a major accomplishment to a nigga coming up in the internet world, first and foremost.
It really is.
So understand that. So when a nigga can go viral, just on some simple shit, that's one thing. But when you got a nigga like the baby, it wasn't like you posted it on your page.
Yeah.
The baby posted it on his page. Like, y'all need to check this dude out.
Word up. Right.
See, that's a whole different situation.
Right.
Yeah.
And what blew my mind was, see, a lot of niggas, as much as they rap and they out here and as talented as you are, ain't no way in hell they would have been working at McDonald's.
Yo.
Ain't no way in hell they would have been working at McDonald's.
Tell me about it.
You understand? But your ass was supposed to be at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And come on, we talking about the baby. This man can go get a $1,500 steak.
You're right.
Yeah.
He pulled up to the McDonald's for some fries and a milkshake type.
Right.
Pulled
right.
up for me.
So he pulled up
for me.
Exactly. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's saying.
That's when bruh handed it to me. Like, all my life, I just been like, yo, I need something to give. Like, I made sure I never had no plan B in life. Like, I made sure that this was the only thing I could ever see myself doing. I even took risk where I knew it might hinder me from everything. I dropped out of school just to fuck with the music. Like, bro. Completely, I don't, just like I, music.
It gotta work.
Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
that's it.
He gave that shit to me. He gave that shit to me. I begged for it. He gave it to me on time, too, when I was ready. And even more so, he gave it to me at a perfect time. Like, at a young age where you gotta understand the game. You gotta learn it early. Because if I would have gotten this game 3 years later, Like 24, 25, I could be getting fucked all types of crazy and not be knowing my knowledge, but he let me come in slowly but surely. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm in the game and look at where we at. You know what I'm saying? Distro deal going crazy. Boy going up. All that.
Boy going up. I mean, to you know, my first time hearing you, I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, this something like this, you know, and I hear they'll tell you, I hear tons and tons of artists like last night at the show, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, that was 30 fucking motherfuckers.
That was a dope,
you know what I'm saying?
Dope showcase.
And y'all put that mug on.
That was
fire.
A dope showcase. It was a lot of great artists. Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you. That was a dope
y'all put
showcase.
That thing on fire. But see, I hear music so much. So, like, when it's something that's really like, ooh, that shit just, it does something to me. And when I heard the music, I was like, damn, this was before I had even known about the whole baby situation. Yeah. Just, you know, the music, man. Like, I know that you take that shit serious. Like, I know you probably go to sleep thinking about music and probably wake up thinking about music.
For sure. Everybody know that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? For sure. Like, I see that you have embodied that shit, and it's no different than, you know, Kobe, rest in peace, being in the gym.
Hey, yo, Kobe my favorite player. Like, Kobe my favorite player. I don't play. Niggas know when I play 2K, who I'm using?
Kobe.
I'm using the Lakers, like the old Lakers, just so I could play with Kobe. RIP Kobe, RIP Nipsey. That's the song, too. Yeah. 60 for 60s off the Messenger. You know what I'm saying? Real shit.
See?
Real shit.
And I love that, bro. I love that you, like you said, you coming with a message. The music is diverse. So my question when it comes to the music, like, how is the creation process? Like, are you a writer? Are you a freestyler? Is it a vibe type thing? Like,
So I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying? So as an artist, influence comes from everything. Most of my songs that I do, it just comes from the beat speaking to me. But if I'm listening to music and, like, I like certain songs, I'll try to migrate towards that genre just so I can have one of them songs under my belt. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, I'm really digging the Afrobeat shit. Mm-hmm. So I got a couple Afrobeat songs that I done made, like, under my belt just because I like Afrobeat and I want to hear myself on an Afrobeat and I know I'm going to kill it. So it's like, yeah. So, I mean, it really just comes from however I feel, whatever I want to hear myself on. You know what I'm saying? Right. No matter what, I do the music for myself. It's my piece. I'm happy everybody loves it.
I like that.
Regardless of anything, I do my music for
me. I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen. I like that. I like that.
Y'all, how long? Y'all going to be out here Saturday or Sunday? When?
Sunday. We got a Juneteenth little thing going on Sunday, too.
All right. Sure. Because just with the Afrobeats joint, and I'm going to get with the team, though, but they be doing this event on Sunday from 12 to 5. Called Rum Punch Brunch.
I think I heard about that.
You know what I'm
that.
Saying? And just what you're talking about, the Afrobeats, like, I know if you came to that and just seen all these people and how they move, like, just the energy in this motherfucker off the Afrobeats, I know it's going to, you might even finish a whole project straight Afrobeat. All just,
hey.
I'm telling you, bro, because that's that moneymaker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's diverse, global, overseas
global,
money.
You know what I'm saying? That global money for real.
Yeah, yeah. You see
can
how,
pack out an arena all the way in Nigeria, Africa.
You won't go
even somewhere like Germany. Like, you pack out Amsterdam. You pack out that type of stuff. I mean,
it's
we know what your bank account looks
like.
Yeah,
it's over. Hey. So, you
21 Savage, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's.
Nah. And hey, that's what happens.
For real.
That's what happens. And I know that's what, you know, you guys are building and working towards.
Very much.
You know what I'm saying?
That,
and it's I don't have a single doubt in my mind, my heart, my spirit that it won't happen because just from the content, the music, the image, the way everything is set up, the business model. We made us.
Yes, we definitely made us from the ground up. No help, no handouts, no nothing. Niggas ain't want to give us shit, so we made us. Word up.
Nah, for
literally.
And in this game, you have to.
Yes.
If you don't make yourself, if you don't make a name for yourself, niggas going to use you up throughout this game the whole way.
Amen.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's just that, because it's a fucked up game. It really is. But when you come in on your 10 toes and some business,
yes,
you can find great success.
Yes. Amen. Great success. And then piggyback off a little bit what he said about people using you. people will use you or try to use you, but a lot of times it be, I don't even be mad at people, because I used to be mad at people when they use you or try to do stuff. But then I had to learn, like, you know what? It's my job to stay on top of my game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Because people going to do that. I think it's a human thing, goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
If you allow it.
Like even a baby. Like a baby. A pie can be sitting on the table, God dog. That God dog baby gonna stick a hand in that damn pie. You know what I'm saying?
Like, stop. Don't do it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But if you, the baby will sit there and look at you.
Oh yeah.
To see if you're going to make them stop.
Amen. That it's perfect. Perfect. That was perfect.
Like you know, you might think they don't know what they doing, but they know it.
Yeah, that's perfect. But that was perfect. Amen.
Don't ever be scared to like defend your craft.
Exactly.
Too. Your music is your music.
Amen.
That's what I want all my artists to know. Like, embrace your royalties and really learn about what you need to do to make sure that what's yours is yours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because just because you wrote a song and dropped it, don't mean that's your song. Like.
Yep.
It don't mean that at all, because if I go buy the exclusive rights to that beat, now you got some bullshit.
I'm telling you,
take that shit down.
Right.
Cease and desist. Take my shit down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So make sure if you really care about your work, that you do everything you need to do to make sure that your work is solidified. Like, a brand is everything. You can't play with this shit.
A
brand is everything. You know what I'm saying? And you are your own brand.
That's right.
How old are you, Mel?
21.
Bro, 21 talking that, giving y'all that soccer talk.
Hey, man.
You know, plug talk, real shit, soccer shit. You know what I'm saying?
21 giving y'all that soccer talk, man. And I respect that as a young king, a young man coming up. Because like you said, bro, the business got to be straight first.
Yes.
And any given time that you want to step into, even if it's not music, whatever the playing field is, you always have to be business minded.
Hey, amen.
You always have to be that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to get you a long ways.
Yes. Business is great. You know what I'm saying? Also, I think relationships are good, too.
Oh, man. Relationships,
you know what I'm saying?
Once your business is in order
and people respect your business, they respect your business, that's when I tell you to work on your relationship.
That's it.
Because when a motherfucker asks you how your mom's doing, you know they care. They have a different type. You got a different type of relationship when somebody asks you how your mom's doing, how your girl doing, how Finesse doing, like, versus, like, just... You got that bread for that feature game?
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Or is it love? If it's love, then you know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Right.
Like, I fuck with the love. I'm a heavy person on love.
Right.
Still to this day with all these followers, I'm working with underground artists. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't him yet. We working there. We know the potential, but right now we all in the same game together.
I
got mad respect for people. I got mad love for every artist who does this shit just like we do this shit.
Amen. So when we talk about the artists, you know what I'm saying? I know you're doing your thing for Charlotte, but if you could, you know, name or mention any of the upcoming artists that you work with or, you know, that's popping or, you know,
for sure.
Out that way, you know what I'm saying, that we need to be tapping into, you know, who would you recommend?
First, I would tell you to tap into honcho.god.
That's already on repeat.
Second, I tell you to keep your ears out for Finesse. You know what I'm saying? Finesse about to drop some music. That's the third of We Made Us.
Finesse always in the cut.
Yeah, for sure.
My dog always in the cut.
I tell you, I've worked with an artist named Jules. You know what I'm saying? She just got signed to Quality. So shout out to Jules.
Yeah.
I've worked with... who else I work with? I work with someone all the way out in Germany, like different language and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with somebody from Detroit. See, when I blew up, I was doing features with a lot of different people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people in my city didn't bite too much. You know what I'm saying? Because they felt like they were still accessible to me. But most of the, like, off the social media.
They ain't had no problem with sending that money.
Yeah, they was fucking with me.
Yeah, they ain't had no problem.
But even in the city, I got a song with my boy, Ant. I got a song with my boy Ant. That shit go crazy. So I got a song with some people in the city, but I don't really be too tapped in too much in the city. But shout out to the whole South Coast entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Social Currency. Shout out to Lil John 4K, Hot Boy Shaq.
Yeah.
And of course, shout out to BDB and them boys. So yeah, I mean... Shout out to the North Carolinas and the South Carolina, because we really grinding right now.
Nah, you know,
we're trying to make a scene.
The thing about the Carolinas is though, like I've been sitting back and I've been watching the past 4 or 5 years, and yeah, it's like it's something bubbling in the Carolinas, and I'm just waiting to see when it's gonna spill over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I see it. You know, it's so much talent, and like you said, from South to North Carolina, all them little areas from the Columbias and the Charlestons to, like you said, the Raleighs and the
Greensboros,
man,
and the Mounts and the Hendersons. Like, it's undercover talent everywhere.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, listen.
And it feels good being a first generation one too. You know what I'm saying? It feels good knowing that in 10, 15 years, I'm going to be a mogul of my city because I've been here doing it.
Help build that thing.
Exactly. I helped build this music scene. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, amen. Bro.
That's a blessing.
Show it.
You part of history.
Yes.
Amen.
Messenger has a message that needs to be heard.
I can dig that.
It's going to hear it either now or 100 years later in that history book. You know what I'm saying? This music is here forever. This art here forever.
That's and that's the bottom line right there.
Dig that.
When you make timeless music, when you make good music, when you're making music from the spirit, from your soul, from your heart, from the, like you said, your excuse me, your experiences, your good experiences and your bad experiences. You know what I'm saying? That's what you leave, you know what I'm saying? And that's what makes the artist.
Mm.
I got a question for y'all. What's y'all number one hip hop album?
For me, my number one hip hop album is going to, I'm gonna have to go with, cause I'm heavy on the Outkast, so I'm gonna have to go with a Quemini.
Okay.
With a real tight Southern playlistic Cadillac. Like they like neck and neck, but I'ma go with that. You know what I mean? I'm gonna go with that first choice.
I think for me that Tupac, that All Eyes on Me album,
yes,
Hardcore to the Brain, and I Ain't Mad at You, that double disc, that double disc was a beast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's that guy for me.
What you rocking with?
I'm rocking with Illmatic.
Nah.
I rocked that the whole way through from start to the end and just love that shit.
Salute the Nas here, man.
Is that the one when he shot the shot at Jay? That ain't the one.
No.
Okay.
This before.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what made Nas who Nas is.
Okay.
Today.
Okay.
Straight out
okay.
Of fucking Dungeons of Rap where fake niggas don't make it back. You hear me? Boom, doom, doom.
Clap. Yeah, like
Nah. Real lyricist.
Nah,
real
but lyricist. I get it though. I get it. And that and see for you this again, brother, my man 21, and he said Nas. I'm just, you know.
Not Lil Baby.
My favorite group, The Temptations.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta, like, it's obvious that bruh has done his homework. He understand the culture because, like I said, man, you asking 21-year-old nigga, like you said, The Baby.
Right. Definitely Lil Baby.
You know what I'm saying? Which they ain't no knock to them.
Right. Yeah.
They might say Wayne, like, if they grew up in the right household, they might say Wayne. Like,
yeah, but. Like you said, the come straight out the gate on some Illmatic, you know, yeah, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the originators of this music shit. You know what I'm saying? It go a long way. It helped build the culture. You know what I'm saying? So carry that torch, man. Continue to do your thing.
Thank you.
What can the people follow you? For those that haven't already followed you, where can they follow you at? Let them know where to get the music at. Check out the videos. All the good shit, man.
You could follow me on Instagram at The Real Mouth, TheRealMouf. Another way you could find me is you could type in linktree.com/TheRealMouth and all of my links will pop up from the videos to the Twitters to the Instagram, social media, a little bio about me, everything. So I tell you, that's the best way to tap in with me. Tap in with your boy, tap in with Socket Podcast, tap in with We Made Us. Shout out to the big man. Shout out to my mom for believing me. My dad for just teaching me the ways of this shit. My grandfather for blessing us with the blood. Like,
okay,
yeah, we going crazy. Shout out to the family. Shout out to Atlanta. Shout out to Charlotte. Shout out to Baby for putting me in this little slight position where I got a little leverage to fuck with on this social media. Because social media is hard, but it is important. And it is mandatory. So make sure you get your social marketing right. Make sure that you have a plan with everything you do. Don't just be shooting for the win and hoping for shit to happen. Like, sit down, take 30 minutes, write it down. Writing it down is half the problem and execute. You know what I'm saying?
Socket Talk, 101.
Hey, well, I ain't got to say shit else. Nephew done said it all. You already know how we rocking.
Oh, where they can follow you at?
Follow me Instagram, The Real Mouth, at T-H-E-R-E-A-L-M-O-U-F. Let's get it.
Okay, then.
Hey, man, and that's Soccer Talk Podcast for you.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, man, hell of a show, hell of a show today. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that viewed it. You know what I'm saying? Keep running them views up. Keep subscribing to The Vibe. Stay tuned in to what we got going on. Listen to us on all DSPs. You know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, we are fully monetized now. So if you don't want to look at us on YouTube, go to Spotify, go to Apple, go to iHeart. You know what I mean? We all up in there. We in the mix. You dig what I'm saying? It's like that. Shout out to my affiliate sponsor today, man. 212 Degree Fahrenheit Talent. It's a brand new app that just dropped. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be one of the hottest apps for A&Rs and label managers across the globe. So tap in again, 212 Degree Fahrenheit Talent app. And as well, you know what I'm saying, I got to shout out Hungry Hustlers, you know what I'm saying, the whole movement with them guys, man. I appreciate when y'all brought me that sweatshirt, so I ain't forgot about that. That's all love. So big ups to them, you know what I'm saying. Nitty, go ahead and close us out, man.
Hey, one more time, y'all. Shouts out to Got Ties. Make sure you go on my page, Street Nitty Representative, the link in the bio, or you can go to Stacks One Stop Shop and see what we got going on. We got the early bird tickets. We got tickets low as $30. 1989 Chevy Caprice, fully loaded, car worth $30,000. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Somebody going to get it. They might spend $30 and get that ticket. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, y'all, clean too.
Tap in. Worldwide Chevy raffle, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going on up. And then we're going to thank the Creator. Heavenly Father, once more, we thank you for a great show, Father God. We thank you for unity, Father God. We thank you for everyone you sent this way. And then, Father God, we ask you to bless the viewers that's viewing, Father God, that somehow to be motivated, somehow to be inspired, to want to be great, Father, and just keep pushing. Right now, we speak blessings over Evan Vision, Father, that you keep watching over him, and we thank you for allowing him to open his doors, Father God, so we can do what we do, Father. I speak peace and blessings over Scrub, Father God. Keep watching him. Keep shielding them, guiding them, and protecting them. And then we thank you for we S.A. made it. Thank you, Father. We love you. We glorify you. And we honor you. In the name of your son, Yahshua, I pray and say, amen, amen, amen.
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 Pray like that, man.
Wait.
Back at it next week. Let go.